London.
I've called a ballot. I've ticked 3 candidates besides Putin, dropped it and walked out.
Alexandra is 19 and went in to vote, or not, as you heard there earlier. Actions like spoiling your ballots or even simply turning up at a polling station at midday is all part of a symbolic anti-Putin movement, which was backed by the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The results will give Vladimir Putin another 6 years in the Kremlin. Cockney rebel frontman Steve Harley has died at the age of 73. The band's best known for the hit Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me from 1975. He had recently had treatment for cancer. The Lib Dem leaders told his spring conference that fixing the NHS will take more than timid press releases being put forward by other parties. Sir Ed Davies also been talking about when the election will be, after the Transport Secretary insisted Rishi Sunak will lead the Conservatives into that poll.
And he'll take us into that election and he'll set out very clearly that we're a government with a plan. The plan is working.
Councils in England are going to have to consider whether residents support low-traffic neighbourhoods in their area before bringing them in. New guidance is out for local authorities before it comes into force in the summer. On sport, and Rangers say they're extremely disappointed and angered after their match against Dundee was called off only hours before kick-off due to a waterlogged pitch. Boss Philippe Clément says the standards in the Scottish Premiership should be higher.
Television pays a lot of money to broadcast it. Fans pay a lot of money to see games. That then this is their only game postponed. It's a really strange situation.
Elsewhere in the football, it's Chelsea 1, Leicester 0 in the first of today's FA Cup quarterfinals. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
Thanks, Barry.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It was all looking so good up till yesterday, wasn't it? We thought it brightened up, but alas, the rain came back today. But should become drier and brighter through the afternoon with a chance of the odd isolated shower. Rather warm in any sunny spells that we do get, taking temperatures to highs of around 16 degrees Celsius. Tonight, it's looking like this. Partly cloudy, I'm afraid, with some clear spells interspersed by showers through the evening. Mostly dry in the night with clear spells. Patchy cloud later on through the night. Winds mostly light, taking temperatures down to rather chilly, 6 degrees Celsius. And your new week for Monday starting like this. Mostly dry on Monday, bright with sunny spells, chance of the odd shower in the morning, cloud thickening later in the day and overnight across Essex. Feeling rather mild though, with light winds taking temperatures slightly lower than today at highs of 15 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, I'm Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98.
Welcome back to part two. It's funny how when you're reading things on air, you're looking at words, things like chilly, but you're looking at what's coming up. So it's like tonight. So you've got the word tonight, and then you see the word chilly, and you come out with a word like tilly. What was that about? It's going to be tilly. I mean, chilly. Could have been worse, couldn't it? And you do get tongue-twisted sometimes. What was that all about? Rather strange. I was just reading in the paper, they found an old £100 note, and it's quite rare. It's a 130-year-old note. I mean, you never know what you got in your loft, so it's worth looking. You know, it's an old paper note. They was massive then. It was like half a sheet. It was like A4 or A5 piece of paper. Whopping great big things. A very rare £130 note. Now, you don't want to take that in and try and cash it at the bank or anything like that, because this one sold for £38,000 at an auction. Can you believe it? It came out in 1929 and it's fetched £38,000. Just goes to show. I wonder how many are out there still of these old notes. Just goes to show. I mean, sometimes when I'm looking on eBay and things like that, you see people selling these like 50p's with quite rare or something with a certain pattern on it. And obviously it's 50p and they go for like 50 quid or £130 or you know, sometimes more. And you think, wow, it's still, if you took it down the shop, it's still, no matter what you try and buy, they're going to go, yes, 50p, mate. It's still 50p. Yeah, but it's got, look at the front of that. It doesn't matter. It's 50p.
I'm sick and tired, ain't got the answers. And I know it's hard sometimes.
Don't chuck anything out. That's the motto. Could be worth money.
And I'm never satisfied. Oh, heaven help me, please. I'm begging no money. Somebody show me a sign. Oh, endless days and lonely nights. And I felt this way a million times.
Nathan Dorr, we ain't here for long. Apart from me, I'm here till 4. Let me tell you what's coming up for the rest of the day whilst we're here. Later on, from 2 o'clock, Vicky Michelle's Music Mix. Great music and celebrity interviews from our resident Allo star. That's from 2, taking to 4 o'clock with the Arts Programme, which is a weekly look at the best in local and national arts scene with our Claire Giveaux and Natalie Bays. 6 o'clock, Nigel Fitzmaurice is bringing you a couple of hours of soul, funk and disco tunes. And this week he's got a guest as well. Nigel will be talking to Paul Marston about his drag race kids in school. So that sounds good. Tune in for that one. And 8 o'clock, Grady's Music and Memories from the 1980s, presented by Xanthi Bierman. And this week, it's the long songs. All the 80s tracks this week are over 5 minutes long. That'd be interesting, because the average song is normally about 2.5 to 3 minutes. So I'll be interested to see what list the songs those are. I'll have a little listening myself. Take it through to 10 o'clock. So loads still to come here on Sunday on Phoenix FM. But so let's get back to the music. This is Marshmallow and Vemby with No Man's Land.
His ghosts thick as fears, my fears and me, we've been rolling now 10 years deep. That's all the ways I take, and it keeps a hold on me. Oh, I'm living in a no man's land, nowhere land, no place left to go. When I'm running for myself, I'm holding on to hope, the struggle in the cold. Running from myself, right age, wrong crowd. Blamed it all on my hometown, but it wasn't then. They never let me down. No, it was me. I drank, I smoked, I held it in until I choked. Still these rules are wrapped around my feet. Oh, I'm living in a no man's land, nowhere land, no place left to go. When I'm running myself, I'm holding on to hope, the struggle in the cold. And there's places I can't leave, and they're leaving a mark on me. So I'm living in a no man's land, everywhere I go, running from myself.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
I knew that track was going to suddenly have a sudden stop. So I was finger on the button already. Right, let's have a look at the events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So if you've not looked at the events guide, it's over on our website, phoenixfm.com, where you can find lots of things that's coming up in and around Brentwood. For instance, tomorrow, Monday, 18th of March, there's a Botanist or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivation. Talk, I believe that is, at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay. There's a talk by Jacqueline Avalette, I think it is, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It starts at 8 o'clock, goes through to 10 o'clock. £3 the cost. Visitors are welcome. Refreshments are available. More details, of course, at our website, where you've got a link to that event. Don't forget, every Monday as well, we've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms in Worley Hill, Brentwood, hosted by Kev from Sunday Sessions from 8 o'clock till 10. All tracks are recorded, and some of them are played on his show. He plays some earlier on as well, some bangers from the session. So that's from 10 o'clock. Again, you've got more details there for that particular event on his Facebook page, and the link is over at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
There's a place in my heart when it all comes crashing down. Anytime I hear your name out in public, there's a place that I go every time that you're in town. It's just me in my nights, in my stomach.
98 FM. Got some Jax Jones and Zoe Weiss on its way straight after these.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage. EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
a banger, this one. Jax Jones, Zoe, Never Be Lonely.
FM. 5 years gone past and I still don't miss you. You say that's bad, but I can't see the issue. I don't feel the things I should feel when I kiss you. No, 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 no.
Saving grace. Monday I may okay, Friday when I run away, why can't I say the words? No, I don't care. You love me in my face, but I still can't say that I love you. You tell me you will change, but I still can't say that I love you.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Apparently, according to the paper that I've got in front of me, us Brits spend more time on the toilet than we do exercising. 11% of us sit on the throne for more than an hour every day. Yeah, that's definitely me. When we could be working out. Yeah, that's a good point. A further third admit they never spend any time thinking about getting in better shape. Yeah, that would be me. The poll also showed that the average smartphone user spent more time watching fitness videos than actually getting in shape. Well, does that not count? Just watching them. Does that not make you fitter? Obviously not. In fact, to make it worse, I probably sit on the toilet and actually do just that. Just watched fitness videos. So I kind of kill two birds with one stone. But we're all guilty of that, aren't we? I mean, many, many years ago, you used to take the local paper or the paper in with you, didn't you? Or, you know, but now people just take those phones and you can get caught in there for ages. You know, it's a massive queue of something. People in the household trying to get in, and you're still on one of your apps playing a game or something. There you go. So us Brits, we got strange habits, haven't we? Still lots to come here on Phoenix FM. We'll be looking at what's new out single-wise, and we'll have a quick look at what's coming out album-wise as well. Also going to be looking at the UK charts this week, and if we've got a brand new number one, we shall find out. Before that, this is the latest track from Goddard with Cat Burns. It's called Wasted Youth.
Wasting time with you, but I like it too. I'm wasting way too.
You did it by phone. Didn't have the guts to say it to my face, 'cause I never knew you at all. Now I haven't left my room in a couple of days. I'm heartbroken and a little bit angry. Was it all for nothing? All the time I won't get back. I could have been falling in and out of love, kissing strangers in a club, learning more about myself. It's a sad, sad truth. I could have been young and reckless, far from wise. Instead of making sacrifices, sad, but truth. Wasted all my youth on.
Yeah, new singles this week. Let's start off with Zion as he announces his upcoming fourth studio album, Room Under the Stairs. Zion drops his latest single. It's called What I Am. The track sees Zion join forces with Grammy Award-winning producer David Cobb, who deals with Chris Stapleton and Bernie Charlie, exploring some country influences, cashing in on that trend. And why not? BTS star V returns with a brand new single. It's called Friends, F-R-I, end in bracket with an S, whatever that's meant to be, Friends. And anyway, it's a soulful R&B cut. He'll be hoping to earn him a second UK Top 40 single. Now, can the track better V's 2023 single, which was called Slow Dancing? That peaked at number 24. That's what he'll be hoping to achieve. On the album's front this week, Justin Timberlake returns with a full-length release in his first release in 6 years. Everything I Thought I Was includes the singles Selfish and Drown, as well as Paradise, a team-up with NSYNC bandmates Jay-Z Chersace, Lance Bass, Joel Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick. Could the record earn Justin a fourth UK number one album? We'll have to wait and see. Brit's Rising Star nominee Katie Bassar is ready to unleash her latest mixtape. It's called Still Learning. It's got 13 tracks on it. Includes I Love Making Bad Boys Cry. It's a long one, isn't it? And the track I'm a Problem. The record sees Katie navigate her early 20s with her unique brand of humour, humility and unabashed honesty. So I'm going to play something from the new Timberlake album. The track's called Selfish. It's up next. We'll be right back.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Oh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart could go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No, put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want it.
Justin Timberlake, Selfish, here on Sunday Lunch. Been playing the lotto quite a bit. I do mine like online, you know, I pay like a monthly thing. The same numbers go in each week, which is rather good. Saves, you know, doing it manually every week, etc. You've got an app as well on your phone that you can do it. Anyway, but if you win, they send you a little email to say you've won. But it doesn't show on your account. You have to actually, it goes straight into your bank. So you kind of have to wait till you can get to the bank, you know, like app, to see if you've, like, how much you got. So I've had that twice this week, and I get really excited because you think, oh, it could be loads of money. And both times, it's been £4.50. Yeah, £9 in the last couple of weeks.
I want every bit of you, I guess I'm selfish.
Yeah, it's good though, isn't it? Because you like get so excited, you think, oh, I've won the lottery, you know what I mean? And then you look at it and you think, yeah, £4.50. You know, that's actually probably more than it costs to put the bid in or whatever it is, the subscription thing. But there you go. It's all fun. You've got to be in it to win it, as they say. They've changed, don't they? The National Lottery is now called something else. I noticed that the other day when it came up, and I thought, oh, what's that? What's that from? And I realised they've got a new operator in charge. So obviously the National Lottery it's still the same games, but obviously they've changed companies. I didn't realise they'd done that. There, something you didn't know yesterday. Right, let's get back to the music. Before we look at the UK charts, let's have a quick look what's going out on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Yeah, not much change on the roads. Let's start off with Central Brentwood. No change there. It was busy in the high streets, but it's quiet down there now. Traffic coping well. Nothing to report. Central Brentwood. A little bit busy, as I said, coming down the London Road on Brook Street. That's the A1023, Junction 28. It's quieter than it was earlier on. The traffic queue has subsided quite a bit, but still a little bit of traffic there. Watch out for that if you're heading that way. Don't forget you've got a lane close as well on the entry ramp due to long-term construction on that junction. Expect delays down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabouts. It's not too bad at the moment, but on peak times you'll find it's quite busy. The rest of the junctions are not looking too bad. Junction 29, A127, no reported problems there. And Junction 30, if you're heading towards Lakeside. You have got an incident just come in there. You have got a lane closed currently due to a stalled vehicle on the A13. Now, this must have just happened. The traffic is coping well if you're heading towards Lakeside, but watch out for that. Be aware, there is a stalled car there and traffic could build up. That's at Junction 30, right as you get towards the A13 junction, which is Lakeside and Averley. If you're going across the tunnels and bridge, Queen Elizabeth Bridge, not looking too bad. That's clear. Heading towards Bluewater. Coming back, it is busy from Darnath all the way, on the 282 onto the tunnels. Queue in traffic there, as you'd expect. A13. Just zooming in on the A13. It's not looking too bad. A little bit busy as you get towards Pitsea. Can't see what's causing the traffic, but it's busy as you come into Pitsea, and then it clears, and then it's busy again after Bowes Gifford, busy again at Hadley, kind of stop-start, and then it's clear until you get to Central South End, where the shopping areas are busy. Much the same on the A127. That's fairly clear until you get to Eastwood, and then as you come into South End, it starts to get really busy, especially as you go head towards London Stansted, London South End Airport. Very busy around that junction currently. A12, not looking too bad. No reported problems there. You have got speed restrictions to watch out for between Junction 13 and Junction 16. Be aware of that. There's also some nighttime closures on that. M11, let's have a quick look at that. That was okay earlier on. There's no change there. All the way up to M11, looking okay. A120, not reporting any problems. And the A414 is looking okay at the moment. Junctions on the M25 looking good for the M11 as well. Junction 27, that's looking cool. Don't forget, Junction 10 and Junction 11 on the M25 completely shut this weekend due to the fact they're demolishing a bridge over there. That won't be open until Monday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Fingers crossed, but watch out. Check your journey route just to make sure that it's definitely open, because there is a question mark on it at the moment. And the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The up to date at 98, time is 13:39.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
We're going to be looking at the charts straight after this. Blessed Madonna featuring Clementine Douglas. This is called Happier.
Lately I can't get no rest. Oh, I didn't give you my best. But my heart is too focused. Still ain't overdue yet. Do you ever I
UK charts up next after these.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 600 9239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Texas Hold'em becomes Beyoncé's longest running UK number one single. The track Texas Hold'em is straight month now at number one and setting a new personal best for Queen Bey. Let's see what happened to the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, today Beyoncé celebrates a full month at number one in the UK with Texas Hold'em, marking a new personal best for the superstar in the process. The sixth UK number one single lifted from a newly announced upcoming album called Cowboy Carter is now her longest running chart topper on the official singles chart. Besting, is that a word? Besting the previous 3 week peaks of 2003's Crazy in Love with Jay-Z and 2007's Beautiful Liar with Shakira, who's also got a new album coming out soon as well. Just missing out this week at number two, Benson Boone's Beautiful Things was just over 1,700 chart units away from topping the charts. It's easy for me to say. Can he come back stronger next week? Let's hope so, because I don't think he could stay at number two for much longer before it slips down. We shall have to wait and see. Congratulations go out to Ariana Grande, who scores this week's highest new entry with the Robin-esque new single, We Can't Be Friends. Debuting at number three, it becomes Ari's 22nd UK top 10 hit. Well done to her. Following the number one debut of Eternal Sunshine, lead singles Yes and rebounds back into the top 10 as well, up five to number six this week, while disco breakup track Bye debuts to number 13 from Ariana. Michael McCarkey's Scared to Start reaches another new peak this week at number 14. That is following its Oscar win for Best Original Song. And a new 7-inch vinyl drop from Billie Eilish, former number one single, What Was I Made For? That re-enters at top 40 at number 16 this week. Poser continues to move upwards with Kitchen Stove at 22, while California native Dasha makes her UK top 40 debut with vengeful country track Austin, rising 32 places week on week to number 25 this week. Following its chart debut last week, Ray's Brazzy Worth It, we played it last week, that jumps forward to number 34. And finally, Colorado indie folk band Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. Yeah, that's what they're called. They rise four with their track Evergreen. It's currently number 37, helping the group score their first ever UK top 40 single. Charts looking like this. Number 10, Cruel Summer from Taylor Swift. And number 9, down from last week, it's Training Season, Dua Lipa.
for someone to tell you to go.
Training Season, number 9 for Dua Lipa. Also, she's going to be at Glasgow this year as well.
Training Season's over.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
The rest of the charts looking like this: at 8, Carnival, Kanye West and Dollar Sign. Number 7, former number 1, Stick Season. Last week's number 6, down one place, number 7 this week. Up 1 to 6 from number 11 last week, it's Ariana Grande with Yes And. Ariana Grande is also a new version of that as well, with Mariah Carey on it as also out in the charts. Right, let's have a look at the rest of the charts.
The UK charts. with Phoenix 98 FM.
Number five this week is down one place for Teddy Swims with Lose Control. End of beginning, DJ O is at four. Brand new track in number three for Ariana Grande again this week with We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love at three. Beautiful Things, Benson Boone still hanging in at number two. Last week's number two, been there a couple of weeks now. Will it change places next week? You'll have to wait and see, which means one thing, back at number one, fourth week, longest time for a while now for Beyonce with this week's number one. It's called Texas Hold'em, off the album, this week's number one on the UK charts.
FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down. So pocket your legs. Keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
Oops. To the floor now. Ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots, solo genic, photogenic, shoot.
Beyonce, fourth week at number one with Texas Hold'em. That is it from me. Have a great weekend, whatever you may be doing. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. If you are off out, have a great weekend. I shall see you back here, same time, same place for your Sunday lunch. Stick around, Vicky Michelle up with a music mix up next. But for me, goodbye.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.